Es kann so sein, dass ich mich nicht verstehe, wenn ich mich nicht verstehe, wenn ich mich nicht verstehe. Ravuna said, if a sheikh does not show his knife to the chacham before the shechita, we put him in chirm. Rava said, we remove him from his position and announce that his meat is not kosher. Mer said, they don't argue. Ravuna is referring to a case where we find that his knife is proper. Rava is referring to a case where we actually find that his knife was actually not proper. Ravuna said, if his knife is found to be not proper, we smear his meat with animal waste to prevent him from even selling it to a guy. Mer says, it was a sheikh who did not show his knife to Rava bar Chinana, and Rava bar Chinana had him put in chirm. He also had him removed from his position, and he also called out that his meat was not kosher. Rava bar Chinana then met Marzutra and Ravashi and asked them to look into the case to see if the sheikh maybe can be freed from these penalties because he had young children who were relying on his support. Ravashi checked his knife and found it to be proper. He thereby removed the penalties and allowed him to once again be a sheikh. Mer continues, Rava bar Huna said, a detached tooth or a detached nail is mutter to be used for shechita lechatchila. In fact, our Mishnah said that teeth and nails are not to be used because they rip rather than cut. And for more, the Mishnah is referring to using two teeth. Rava bar Huna was referring to using one tooth. The Mishnah is referring to using a nail still attached to the animal. Rava bar Huna is referring to a detached nail. Zok, the next Mishnah, if someone checks with a sickle used for harvesting, but he cuts only in the forward direction, in which case the teeth of the knife don't grab or tear because they face the back of the knife and would only tear in the backward motion. So Bishamai say it's possible, but they still say it's kosher. If the teeth are smoothed out and it has so now you don't have those teeth anymore, so it has the status of a regular knife, would be kosher. Zochim Rabbi Chiya in the name of Rabbi Yochanan said, even when Beis Hillel said that it's kosher, they mean that the animal is not considered to be an avela. However, they would agree that the meat may not be eaten. Rabbi Ashi said, we can see this from the fact that the machlek is stated regarding using the words posel and kosher instead of osser and mutter. The machlek should have been stated regarding the word tameh and tar, rather than other things. Rather, posel and kosher and osser and mutter are really one and the same, and therefore this is no proof to what you're saying. The next Mishnah, if someone shechs within the large ring, meaning the uppermost ring of cartilage that surrounds the trachea, and it's the only ring that completely encircles the trachea, and leaves over even just a hair's breadth of the entire circumference of the ring above the cut, it's a kosher shechita. Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says, it's enough to leave over even just a hair's breadth of most of the circumference of the ring above the cut. Zakim Mar, Rav and Shmuel both said that Allah follows Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. But even Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, only said it's kosher where he cut through the large ring, since it completely encircles the trachea, it's considered to be part of the trachea. However, where someone cut through another ring, the shechita would not be kosher because the other rings don't completely encircle the trachea and are therefore not considered to be part of the trachea. In fact, Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Yosi, son of Yehuda, said that even cutting through the other rings is a kosher shechita because the rings surround most of the trachea and rubei kekulai. And for tomorrow, Rabbi Yosi actually said two halachas, one regarding the large ring and one regarding the other rings. Rav and Shmuel only agree with the statement regarding the large ring. Mark continues, Rav Zeir went up to Eretz Yisrael, he ate meat from an animal whose shechita would have been possible as having been done in the wrong place according to Rav and Shmuel, meaning was shechted through one of the other rings. The people asked him, aren't you from the place of Rav and Shmuel? He said, that teaching of Rav and Shmuel was reported by Yosef Bar Chiya, and he's an unreliable source. Rav Yosef heard this and was upset by this, and he said that he heard it from Rabbi Yehuda, who was an extremely reliable source. In fact, the Mishnah says that when a person travels, he should follow the chumrah to the place he left and the chumrah to the place that he's currently in. To have Rabbi Yosef not follow the chumrah of Bavel and eat from that meat. And for tomorrow, Abaya said that does not apply when traveling from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, since the people of Bavel are subordinate to Eretz Yisrael. Second Teretz, Rav Ashi said that even if we say this applies when going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, it did not apply to Rav Zeir because he did not plan to return to Bavel, and therefore he was now allowed to practice like the people of Eretz Yisrael. Abaya asked Rav Yosef, we find that in Mechuzah, which was in Bavel, the Rabbanan allowed the eating of meat from an animal that was shechted through one of the other rings. Rav Yosef said the different communities in Bavel follow different practices. Zakmar Viter. Rish Lakish validated a shechita that went as high as the point of the helmet, which is like a helmet-like cartridge on top of the trachea. The Rabbi Yochanan said this would be too high. Rav Papia named Rava said if the knife met the chiti, meaning the cartilage inside what we're calling the helmet, the animal is considered a trefa. Fakmar, does he mean that it met it and touched it, or does he mean even if it didn't touch it? Mar continues. Rav Papia named Rava said if he cut through the chiti, the shechita is valid. The Gemara quotes a number of others who held this way as well. However, Mar Bar Ravashi said, if the knife met the chiti, it's kosher, but if it cut through it, it's considered to be a trefa. The Gemara passes that a shechita that's from the slant of the helmet and lower is kosher. That's the same place as cutting through the chiti. Rav Nachman passing that a shechita that is from the slant of the helmet and lower is kosher. Rav Chanan Bar Katina asks, this doesn't follow the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Mishnah. Rav Nachman said, all I know is that Archiv Rabbi, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said that a shechita that is from the slant of the helmet and lower is kosher. Rishum Levi said that Rav Chanina ben Antikens allows the shechita to be beyond the place that even Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, allows. The Gemara passing that Rav Chanina ben Antikens, since Rav Nachman passing like him.